Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Helen Musick, and man, it's been powerful this week. We've been talking about the lies that we believe that keeps us from having hope in our lives. And the lie that we've been focusing on this week is, my past defines me. If you missed these first two programs, man, I want to encourage you. In fact, I want to challenge you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out these 14-minute programs. I know you'll be blessed. You'll be encouraged. Maybe share them with somebody. Man, just some really, really good stuff. We talked about boundaries. Helen's a great communicator. She tied it in with the illustration of pyramids and how when people dig pyramids looking for learning things from the past, how careful they are, the yellow tape, the boundaries. And then we got started yesterday talking about how we can get healing from the lies in our past. And she used the acrostic truth. And she started off the letter T, tell God how you feel. R, respond humbly to what God tells you. And today we're going to get into that third letter, the letter U. Talk to us about that and what that means, Helen.
Yeah, U stands for unite yourself with others who can tell you the truth. If you really want to accelerate your freedom and get to what is true, you need people around you that can help tell you truth as well, you know, especially in the area where you're dealing with shame. If there are voices in your past that are robbing you from the present because of shame, you know, using what you did to define who you are. You need people that can be around you to go, that smells like the enemy to me. Let's stop there and let's really dig into that.
Well, and I love what you talked about, that having, you know, other people share with you, or when you share that and talk to people, because when we keep that inside our mind, and sometimes we don't tell ourselves the truth, do we?
No, we don't. We need people around us to remind us of truth. It's been very important in my own recovery. I'm 22 years sober, and my journey has been one that I would not have made it had others not been kind of united with me and telling me the truth about who I am.
Well, and there's so many ways and people and groups that we want to do it. And Paul talked about how important this was in Scripture, didn't he?
He did. In Philippians 1:19, I love how Paul says, "For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance." Like, it was through the pairs of people that united with him that he felt the strength and the power to know that what he was going through would end up being used by God and he'd be delivered.
Well, and one of the things I love, and we're going to be talking about this tomorrow specifically, you guys provide a lot of programs and just opportunities. I'll use the word fellow strugglers because I'm one. We all struggle at life at times. And you guys have seen some tremendous freedom come from those over the years, haven't you?
We certainly have. I don't think we're ever meant to do life alone. It's beautiful that even the picture of the Trinity, even God, is seen in community. And we are to unite ourselves with others who can really tell us the truth, because sometimes we don't know it. We don't know the truth. But someone who's been where they've been and lived what they've lived through and discovered the truth and the power of Christ have faith for us.
Well, and one of the things that God has been kind of speaking to me over the past year, Helen, is that, you know, even Jesus, obviously he had the 12 disciples, guys he did life with for 3 years, but he kind of even had an inner circle of Peter, James, and John. So God's been kind of saying, you know, Greg, if even Jesus needed to do life with three guys, maybe you should do life with a few people too.
Isn't that a good picture, to think that Jesus himself knew the importance and the value of not traveling alone? There were times he would journey out to be with the Father, to connect there, but certainly he knew that there was power in numbers, the right amount of numbers. We talked a little bit earlier about Brené Brown, and she talks about having marble jar friends, friends that you can trust, that you know will tell you the truth when you can't see the truth. And those that part of the acrostic, having friends around me, has certainly been key in my own life in walking and living in freedom.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to find out a place to maybe make some new friends coming up on Thursday nights at Lex City Church. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. All right, we're up to the letter T of the second T here in truth. Trust God's timing.
Trust God's timing, yeah. I found that the freedom of forgiveness and the experience of healing are not always simultaneous. And this is a really big deal for me, Greg. I thought that when I did forgiveness work, meaning forgiving people that hurt me or offended me, I would be done. Like, I'd be free. I'd be healed. I've learned that it's the first step in the journey of healing. It's a little bit like having surgery. When you have cancer, you have to have the surgeon go and take the tumor out. That's doing the forgiveness work. But then often the longer part of the healing process is physical therapy afterwards. It's like spiritual therapy afterwards. So I've learned to trust God in the timing here, that it takes time to heal from these wounds. The forgiveness work can be done in an instant. That's the miracle of it, through the cross. But the healing work can take time. And One illustration for me is just looking at the same kind of analogy of the forgiveness work being kind of surgical work. I've had surgery before. I don't know if you ever have, but they make a pretty big incision. And what's really important afterwards is that you keep that wound clean. If you don't, then what happens?
It's infected.
That's right. And the same can be true spiritually as well. Mm. So I do this forgiveness work. I forgive those who have offended me or hurt me or wounded me. And then the work after that is the healing work. It's to keep the wound clean, to focus my thoughts on what is true and right and pure and lovely, to literally learn how to start praying for people that have hurt me. We talk in recovery about praying for people that anger us or have wounded us. That's a real sign that you're kind of on the road to recovery.
Well, and there's a tremendous power in that, and I love what you're sharing there, because I think I've been guilty in my past thinking, well, you know, I forgave them or this situation, and yet, you know, 2 months later, maybe it pops up again, and yet I'm finding as I get older, sometimes that could be a daily, a weekly choice, mm-hmm. and it's not just an isolated event. It's just kind of part of the journey, isn't it?
It is a part of the journey. It sure is.
All right. Well, let's talk with the final letter, H, here. We've been using this great acrostic truth here over the past couple of programs. The first letter T was tell God how you feel. The letter R was respond humbly to what God tells you. And then we talked about the U earlier, unite yourself with others who can tell you the truth. And then we just talked about trusting God's timing, which I found out quite often is not Greg's timing.
That's true. Unfortunately, that's how it works.
That's exactly right. And then the letter H, Helen.
H is, and I love this one, it's help others see God's glory by the way you live today. One of God's tools, I think, or means for revealing his character is to take something from our past and transform us in a way that we rise above it. And then we're able to point people to Jesus as a means of how we got there. Like, our journey helps them get farther faster, too.
Well, and the thing about it is that, you know, God always has a plan. You know, we talk about Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm kind of a little bit slow sometimes. So in that one scripture, God didn't just say, you know, he has a plan once. He mentions the word plan, not twice, but three times. The
yes,
word plan's in
that's
there.
Good.
And I need to be reminded of that sometimes. And when we make some mistakes, we feel like, well, God's plan still can't include me, but that's not true.
No. As a matter of fact, his plan is not just to redeem us. It is literally to restore us. His plan is not just to help us with our past, but it is to heal us from our past. I was doing some reading today and read that the word failure really is not an accurate word if you use your failure to accomplish something good. It ceases being that. Like, we think I failed in this part of my life. But that can't be true when we use something of the past, allow God to redeem it, to restore us, to heal us, because God is bigger than your history. He is bigger than your past. I have learned that in my life. He is able to rewrite your identity. He is able to rewrite the present. I have met people in our church, a guy that was an atheist, and God rewrote his past. He became an elder. I know men and women that have been unfaithful to their spouse, and through restoration, they live faithfully together now. I know a woman who was abused horrifically, and more than one woman in those situations, and I watch women now just live in freedom. It's pretty amazing.
Well, there are so many great examples of that throughout the Bible, but even now, currently, that does that, and I just love that, and I have to be reminded sometimes people will say to me when I'm I made a mistake, and you know, people will say, well, Greg, is God not bigger than that? And I think sometimes we kind of put God in the box, don't we?
We do. I love the thought that God is bigger than your history, and he's really more concerned about your destiny. So once we were captive to our past, but what I've found in my life is God can truly set us free. Like, it's, you know, he can erase our sin, but our past is still our past. But there's a way that he works with our past so that it doesn't define our present, but that it can impact our future in a positive way.
Well, man, it's just been powerful hearing how Helen has shared with how excavating our past. It's hard work, but when we do it with care, we can deal with our past and get freedom and healing, can't we, Helen?
We can, and I encourage anyone listening, maybe it's time to find a really good Christian counselor, or to find a church if you don't have one that understands the healing journey, and find your way to a place where God can really do this work, because when it's done with care and led with love, which is how Jesus does it, he's the healer of your past. He's the empower of your present. He's the one that really does set you free.
Amen. Helen, we got about a minute left. Would you mind closing us in prayer today, please?
Jesus, I thank you for the men and women today that through your divine providence have crossed my path and Greg's. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are our counselor available right now to do excavating work and deep in our spirit. Jesus, would you speak a word of truth to any man or woman listening today who wonders, will my past always define me? Will you declare truth over them that you have come to give them life and to set them free? So, Holy Spirit, do the work that only you can do with your loving hands and your powerful truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow, we've had three great programs with Helen Music. She's associate pastor at Lex City Church here in Lexington. If you don't have a church home, I want to encourage you to check them out at lexcity.church or lexcity.info. And just a great church here in Lexington. Also, we're going to be talking tomorrow, if you're like, you know, I need to get some healing from my past, about some programs that they are getting ready to kick off here in about just a few days. So I hope that you will tell somebody to join us, invite a friend, and tune in tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Helen Music on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.